Grooveyard.
Welcome to the Grooveyard, where we play the music of the 20th century. Some you will have heard, some you will not have heard, and some you wish you have never heard. Here's your host for this 60-minute visit, James Eaton.
Hello all, another classic bunch of tracks in this visit to the Grooveyard. We've two dollops of Motown, The Cure, Joy Division, some reggae, some drum beat, and lots more. But who's this?
Justine!
Dust off, Don and Dewey and Justine. That is Don Sugarcane Harris and Dewey Terry from 1958. Sounding a lot like Little Richard, which isn't surprising as they recorded for the specialty label, the same as Little Richard, and also were backing musicians on Bama Lama Bama Lou and toured with Little Richard as well. From California to Nashville now with the Lovin' Spoonful, who tell us all about Nashville Cats.
Nashville Cats play clean as country water. Nashville Cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville, and they can pick more notes than the number of ants on a Tennessee anthill. Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville, and anyone that unpacks his guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13, you might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high, when I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes and they blasted me sky-high. And the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville, and up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville Cats play clean as country water. Nashville Cats playing wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats get work for their two. Well, there's 16,821 mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will, because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville Cats
play Queen's Country Water, Nashville Cats play Wild's Mountain Dew, Nashville Cats been playing since Ace Babies, Nashville Cats get work before they're too picky.
Loving Spoonful and a 1965 single in praise of the session musicians, the Nashville A-Team. They included people like Floyd Kramer, Chet Atkins, Earl Scruggs, Boots Randolph and the Jordanaires. Over to England and it's 1982 and Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day from the absolutely brilliant album by ABC called The Lexicon of Love. If you've not heard it, do yourself a favour and take a listen. Staying with the brilliant from 1980, here are Joy Division and Transmission.
Thank you.
transmission from Joy Division, to an actor from the 1950s who recorded some tracks for Motown in the 60s, including this cover of a Jimmy Ruffin song, Farewell is a Lonely Sound, Paul Peterson.
Yard.
Oh,
Islander, finishing off our first Motown double play with a 1969 recording of Why Don't You Come Home. And before him, from 1968, Paul Peterson with Farewell Is a Lonely Sound. Back in 1967, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band released an album called Gorilla. They were a band of strange, Dada-esque artists with a very surreal sense of humour. From that album comes the Equestrian Statue.
There once was a very famous man. On his famous horse he'd ride through the land. The people used to see him everywhere. When he died they put a statue in the square.
Hooray!
Here comes the Equestrian Statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. Once a month on a Friday there's a man with a mop and bucket in his hand. To him it's just another working day, so he whistles as he rubs and scrubs away.
Hooray!
Here comes the Equestrian Statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. It's a sight to bring you joy, you feel so gay. And it's guaranteed to brighten up your day, if it's grey. Equestrian statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. It's a sight to bring you joy, you feel so gay. And it's guaranteed to brighten up your day, if it's grey.
The story of the Equestrian Statue from the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. And now to that brum beat that I promised you. The term brum beat is used to describe the music made by bands from Birmingham, England in the 60s and 70s. First up is the Idle Race, a group that included Jeff Lynne, later to be in ELO. In 1968, they released a classic album called The Birthday Party. It never got the recognition that it should, so try and find a copy and listen to it. From that album comes Don't Put Your Boys in the Army, Mrs. Ward.
One Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, a passing lady looked into a shop. Her eyes lit up, official sign she read, recruiting office, that is what it said. Excitedly she stepped inside to see how her sons would fare if they were military. The man in charge to her was very sweet and said, please sign here on this little sheet. But when she got home, her mind grew many fears. A message from the soldiers in the war rang in her ears.
Don't put your boys in the army, Mrs. Ward. You know they'll only waste away.
She told them what she'd done, they went berserk. We'll have to go to war and fight and die. And Mrs. Ward, she wiped a tear from her eye.
Don't put your boys in the army, Mrs. Ward. You know they'll only waste away. Don't put your boys in the army, Mrs. Ward. You know they'll only waste away.
Don't put your boys in the army, Mrs. Ward. You know they'll only waste away. Oh, oh.
Don't put your boys in the army, Mrs. Ward, from the Idle Race. Jeff Lynne was a great friend of Roy Wood. They would eventually create the Electric Light Orchestra together. But before that, he formed his own band, The Move. In 1970, Jeff Lynne joined The Move. Then in 1971, the band released their final album, Message from the Country. On it was the next track, Ben Crawley Steel Company, which featured Bev Bevin on lead vocal, who would later become a founding member of the Electric Light Orchestra with Wood and Lynne.
The next train arrives on here at 5:09. I'm standing where my daddy used to be. To follow his footsteps takes me three stops down the line. Down to the Ben Crawley Steel Company. Well, I tried my hand at ranching, but this didn't come up. Seems nothing in that for me. It always tried my patience, which I haven't enough. I'm destined to work in a steel company. Just you wait at home for me, little woman. By now I should know how lovely you will be, waiting by the door for me, little woman. Now I won't moan when I get home from the Ben Crawley Steel Company. When Crawley makes the joke, some fool guys laugh a lot. Force a grin if you can. I got so many words on the tip of my tongue to shoot him down, but he'd soon replace a mere steel driving man. Just you wait at home for me, little woman. Although I know you won't be as tired as me, wait on by the door, my true loving woman. Well, I won't slack when I get back from the Ben Crawley Steel Company. Well, I've had my fill and it's given me hell, now it's time for hate. Thanks, mister, for telling me. So I'll shoot if I can, and I don't give a damn about playing it straight. My friends and the Lord knows what he did to me. He's been staying at home with my little woman, laying in the fields where I should always be. It's hard to forgive my own little woman, and to find a job because I just blew up that steel company.
The Move and Ben Crawley Steel Company. One of the lesser known bands from Birmingham was the Uglies. They only released six singles between 1965 and 1969, none of which had any success. And I think you will agree it was unfortunate when you hear their 1966 release, It's All Right.
He loves one girl, but he loves another piece of me. mind he can't discover, 'cause he's testing one against the other. Says it's alright, says it's alright. Can't decide which one to choose, he's got discreet opinions but no virtues. If he makes the one, the other he'll lose. He says it's alright, says it's alright. She loves one boy, but she loves another. Peace of mind she can't discover, 'cause she's testing one against the other. Says it's alright, says it's alright. Once there were two, now there isn't one. Was it alright? Was it alright? Alright, alright.
It's Alright from the Uglies. Staying with Brumbeat, the Rocking Berries had 6 chart entries in the UK, and this is the biggest of them, a number 3 record in 1964, He's in Town.
Listening to The Grooveyard with James Eaton. Email grooveyard@gmx.com.
Hasn't got time for me.
last of our Brumbeat tracks, the Ivy League and their 1965 single Funny How Love Can Be, followed He's in Town by the Rocking Berries. Back to Motown now for a double play, starting with Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. In 1965, they recorded Just Too Much to Hope For.
Do to believe you, the price of keeping you, I'm glad.
All the Motown tracks today were either from lesser-known artists or rare recordings from the more famous singers. Those last two were Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston singing Just Too Much to Hope For, and that was followed by Frank Wilson from 1965 and My Sugar Baby. Time to take the cure.
Thank you. all around me, and his tongue in my eyes. Still be cold and quiet now, my precious boy. Don't struggle like that, I will only love you more. But it's much too late to get away. Turn on the light. The Spider-Man is having you for dinner tonight. And I feel like I'm being eaten by a
extended mix of Lullaby from The Cure from 1990, and staying in the 90s, how's about a touch of Blur and the William Orbit Crouch End Broadway mix of On Your Own from 1997. On Your Own with Blur. Keeping it in a dance mood, we've a touch of reggae from Dawn Penn, a 1966 song that was the B-side of the Long Days and Short Nights single. Produced by Prince Buster, it's Are You There? Are you there? Asks Dawn Penn. And if you are, I have to tell you that it's time to leave the Grooveyard once again. I send you all thanks for coming, and do remember there's an open invite to return when we next rummage through the recorded relics of the 20th century here in the Grooveyard. Going out with Orbital from 1990, Chime. We'll be right back.
You have just been on a 60-minute visit to the Groove Yard with your host, James Eaton. If you would like to listen again, go to grooveyard.mataroa.blog, spelt M-A-T-A-R-O-A. You can also see this visit's playlist and get the podcast. Emails can be sent to grooveyard@gmx.com. This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.